I got two verses of scripture that I'm going to read, but I'll do my best to try to bring a message today from the Lord. The scripture that I'm fixing to read is very, very, very familiar scripture. And it's very touching to me because I found it to be true down across the years that I've been trying to follow the Lord. In St. John's Gospel, 14th chapter, in the 18th verse, it said this, "I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you." I know he said he would send the Holy Ghost to lead us and guide us and teach us. But he said, "I won't leave you comfortless." He was talking to disciples. And he said, "I will come to you." Man, I tell you what, for the last 40 years, how many times did Jesus come to me? When I was in trouble, when I was down and out, when I couldn't see over the next hill. When Jesus found me in trouble, he always come to me. And it might have been through somebody else, he was disguised through somebody else, or the Word. However it was, he picked me up and carried me across the next hill. Establish my goings in him. He said, "I will not leave you comfortless. I ain't be comfortless. I've always had somebody to lean on. I've always had something inside of me that carried me on a little further." Now, and he said, "I will come to you." Many times that I can know that my Savior has come to me. Help me. We're going on into some more reading. Where Jesus, there was a Bethesda's pool. And he come to a man, and this man had been laying on his bed, crippled, for 38 years. Jesus appeared unto him, and he asked him, he said, "Will thou be made whole?" And he said, "While I'm coming, another steps down in front of me." Jesus said, "Take up thy bed and walk." And he departed from him. He didn't stay with him. This man, after he took up his bed and began to walk, why, he was ridiculed by the Jews and the Pharisees, and he had to stand his ground. And he said, "I don't know who he was, but he that told me to take up my bed and walk." He said, "I don't know. They said he was a sinner. He said, I don't know if he's a sinner or not. One thing that I do know. He said, he that said to take up my bed and walk, he made me whole." He was walking and running around. Can you imagine how that he felt when Jesus come to him? I remember very well whenever I was out in the clutches of sin, and Jesus come to me, and he told me to take up my cross and follow him. I had a work to do. Let us notice He endured. Whatever few days or whatever it was, he was willing to tell the people what Jesus had done for him. Jesus come to him one more time. In the 14th verse of the 5th chapter, he said afterward Jesus found him in the temple and said unto him, "Behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worser thing come upon thee." Go and sin no more, except a worser thing come upon thee. What could be worse? I've been laying 38 years in a bed, helpless, and king. I get up and walk. Brother, he could have been blind. I could have been laying there. I was a meat. I falling off his bone. Jesus said, "I said I will come to you." And he come to him. And he instructed him. He said, "Go and sin no more." I read in the scriptures whenever a man leaves the fellowship of the Lord Jesus Christ, the life state of this man is worse than the first. It's worse than the first. But what a joy to know that Jesus comes to us. I can see Jesus, how he loved the disciples. And they was one night, they was on the sea, a stormy sea. They was in trouble in the fourth watch of the night. Jesus, he departed himself up to pray. But in the fourth watch of the night, he knew where his disciples was at. And he knew that they was in trouble. Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. Brother, and they thought that he was a spirit. And he said, he said, "Come unto me." He said, "Lord, if that would be thou, bid me to come." And he told Peter, he said, "Come." Whenever Peter stepped down to go to Jesus, the storms of the sea, I began to turn and look at the storms of the sea and begin to sing.
Yeah.
And Jesus reached down and caught him.
Yeah.
He come to him. He said, "I will come to you."
Yeah.
I can remember again when Peter was in prison. One night, them boys, Peter and James, and they caught James. They killed James with a sword. And they caught Peter and put him in bond to stocks. And he was sleeping between two soldiers. And he was going to be put to death. My. Jesus said, "I will come to you." He saw him in trouble.
Yeah.
And he appeared to him in an angel. And the angel said, "Arise up quickly." The bands dropped off his feet. He said, "Bind down them sandals." And he said, "Follow me." They went out through, no doubt, the long halls, and the doors was opening to their own accord. Jesus is coming day after day. He's still coming to us.
Yeah.
Day after day, we can see him. If you're living through faith, through salvation, and you can see the glory of the Lord, listen, we're in a season that the trees and the flowers begin to bloom, put forth their blossoms. Nobody but the power of God can cause this thing to come to pass. Jesus said, "I will come to you.
Right.
I will come to you." Ain't that marvelous? Ain't that wonderful? Man, I tell you what, when Stephen was in trouble and they was fixing to kill him, the Bible said that the heavens opened up and he saw Jesus standing at the right hand of the Father. Jesus is on the scene this morning taking care of his people, and he will take care of his people. And I'm glad whenever he sees us in trouble, he said, I will come to you. And all down across the Bible, he's proven to be true. And I can remember, my, from 40 years ago, had my ups and downs. Jesus never failed me. Jesus has always been there. I failed him. I come short. But he didn't come short with me. He was not short concerning his promises that he made to me. And he's going to lead the church all the way home. He said, I will go before you. He knows where we're at this morning. The Lord that I serve knows where we're at, knows what kind of trouble we're in, and he knows how and will deliver us from this bond of flesh. I like the song that the sister sung this morning. You know, our we look back at the scriptures and how that we're helped within the Bible, in the Word of God, holds our soul, getting us ready to make the crossing. I don't know what you got out of the scripture this morning, but I thought about it, and it just would not go away, how many times that he's come to us, seen us in trouble, blessed us beyond measure, blessed us when we didn't deserve a blessing. And all he asked us to live for him. But he said, told the man, and many times down through the Bible, he told people, go and sin not. Yeah. Lest a worser thing come upon you. That's a dreadful thought to me. Whatever I'm situated in, I know it could be worse. I know it could be worse. We can't even imagine what Job suffered. But there was help on his way. He just had to endure for a little while. And this man at Tapoo, he had to rise up and take his bed.
Yeah.
He had to deal with the people that was talking bad to him. And Jesus found him. Jesus come to him. He said, go and sin no more, lest a worser thing come upon thee. We need to keep that in mind. Whatever state we're in, it could be worse. But man, listen. It don't get no worser when we leave this world lost and undone.
Right.
It don't get no worser than hell.
Right.
But over in the hills of glory, we'll be shouting a victory because we have overcome this world. Jesus said, if I've overcome, you can overcome. He will see to that. He will deliver us out of all of our trouble. Because there's angel Lord and capital around about them that fear the Lord. I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to ask Melissa to come and just play something. Let's stand. If you have a need to pray this morning, maybe something is knocking at your heart's door, and that's Jesus coming to you. Jesus, he said, I will come to you. And he said, I will knock. If any man open the door, I will come in. How about it this morning?